February 75, I came to Cayenne, a quiet name tucked among the forest deep, where winter's cold and snow falls asleep. Veli Keller by my side, first floor of a building gray outside. Walls were drab and rooms were bare, but burning light was everywhere.
Five souls, one brother, four sisters strong, most in their 50s, 70s long. Their devotion fierce, their joy so bright, true strength's not measured by our might,
but by the fire that faith ignites in a humble room on Sunday nights. The light in Cayenne, the light in Cayenne.
Sister Cor Honan stood alone for 20 years. She made her home, joined the church in 40's age, when no other saint had graced that stage.
The Book of Mormon came serially translated, printed piece by piece. You see, like drops of water to a thirst, waiting months for every verse. Imagine treasuring each page like gold, her faith sustained through winter's cold. Occasionally to conferences she'd go, to see the saints she'd come to know. Five souls, how her heart rejoiced that day, when the branch finally grew that way. The love for gospel spilled in every act, sacrament meeting, auxiliary classes packed, shared meals that felt like family. True sister, my hurdens be my cockle to the light in Cayenne, the light in Cayenne.
They cared for missionaries like their sons, cleaned our collars till they looked new. Everyone pants pressed with tender hands,
shirts washed and ironed, understand. Their faith reached far beyond this town, to Switzerland they traveled down. A pilgrimage of sacrifice for temple worship, paradise.
In March of 73, Reese came with Pekka Holopainen's name. The branch was just as Carter said, but Sister Mahanen wasn't baptized yet. They taught her many lessons, well, Reese transferred, but this is what I'll tell.
Soon after she was baptized free, part of that faithful family,
Sister Rahonen was just a name on a contact list, a quiet flame. Members tried to fellowship her and planted seeds, invited her in her journey slow.
Line upon line, precept by precept, taking time what held her back. We couldn't say pride or pressure or doubt's own way.
When Veli Allred became my friend,
we continued working to the end.
She studied hard, she prayed each night,
she sought for answers, sought the light.
Then quietly the miracle came, one night after prayer not quite the same. She dreamed and saw her father there, in a great building white to wear. He served others, especially kin. In life he'd been so proud within, strong reserve, not one to serve. But now with joy this she observed, she realized it was temple ground, her father doing the Lord's work now. This was her answer from above, her heart filled up with heaven's love.
Sister Rahonen was just a name on a contact list, a quiet flame. Members tried to fellowship her and planted seeds, invited her in her journey slow.
Line upon line, precept by precept, taking time what held her back. We couldn't say pride or pressure or doubt's own way.
When Veli Allred became my friend,
we continued working to the end.
She studied hard, she prayed each night,
she sought for answers, sought the light.
Then quietly the miracle came, one night after prayer not quite the same. She dreamed and saw her father there, in a great building white to wear. He served others, especially kin. In life he'd been so proud within, strong reserve, not one to serve. But now with joy did she observe, she realized it was temple ground, her father doing the Lord's work now. This was her answer from above, her heart filled up with heaven's love.
During 1675, Sister Ridhead came alive, and only whose waters baptized that day to a
other sisters join the way. On Veli Marishaw's birthday blessed, 2 days before mine I confess. What greater gift could there ever be than souls set free eternally? She became a pillar standing tall in the branch and Olu's call. Brought her best friend to the light, who brought family members bright. Years later on family search at sea, she'd been faithful temple frequently. Performed the work for parents dear, siblings, family, far and near. 40 years went flying by when Rees received an email. My President Watson wrote to say, Sister E. Honan told him one day, my conversion began, she said with tears, when Veli Rees gave a prayer through the year. She remembered that prayer so clear, though 40 winters had appeared.
Because of your one prayer, Watson wrote, many now enjoy the gospel's hope. You weren't even aware, he said, of the seeds that you had spread.
September 2018 came round, Rees returned to that holy ground. The branch had grown to 15-20 strong, those faithful members had moved on. The branch president said with care, Sister Rees Honan can't be there. Her health is failing, mind unclear, but I visit with sacrament here. Would you like to join me today?
Yes, said Rees without delay. The president blessed the bread so white.
Rees passed it in the sacred light. She didn't recognize his name, her memory lost to age's claim. But the spirit there was strong and true, the light of Kaini shining through. From one prayer to generations blessed, from 5 souls given their very best. Sister Cor Honan standing alone to a branch that's grown and grown. This is the light in Kaini, a handful of saints who helped us see the true strength is not in numbers found, but in devotion, holy ground. In a gray and humble room, a spiritual home dispelled the gloom, built with joy and faith ablaze.